Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
This is the interview I mentioned at the top of the programme. Members of the Syrian White Helmets rescue organisation have been searching for hidden underground cells inside the infamous Saidnaya prison in Syria today. The Assad regime detained hundreds of thousands of political prisoners and many have been freed in recent days since the fall of the government. The White Helmets were formed 10 years ago amidst the horror of the Syrian civil war and have saved over 100,000 lives and lost over 200 of their own members performing their duties. Just before coming on air, I spoke with their spokesperson for the White Helmets, Ismail Al-Abdullah, and asked him first about their search of Saidnaya prison.
Until now, we received the calls from civilians and authorities that are there. They're about prisoners inside the prison. We deployed five teams with specialized in this and with equipment. They are searching for survivors from the prison. Until now, there is no concrete information that they are prisoners inside the prison.
So could it be that everyone has been released?
Yeah, it could be. Everyone released and no one still there.
Do we know how many people would have been in that prison?
No one can answer this question because the Assad regime has the statistics.
Can you tell us why people would have been kept in that prison by the Assad regime?
They are political prisoners and those who they keep them there and kill them and it's prison. You know, it's bad reputation and all eyes of Syrians are looking at that prison. All families that lost their loved ones, hoping that someone will come up from that prison. But until now, no information about just those who released yesterday.
So families are still waiting. People who...
Yeah, waiting and they are sleeping there and each entrance of any province, Hama, Homs, Damascus, they are still waiting. They're searching for their loved ones in squares and prison and everywhere.
So it could be that they have been released but are unable to contact their family members, or is it that they could be in other secret locations?
As White Helmets, we announced that there will be a reward for anyone tell us about secret prisons.
So that is possible. I think you're offering $3,000 as a reward for information about other secret prisons.
Yeah, any information about $3,000.
So do you think that people are who would have been loyal to Bashar al-Assad might still be loyal to him and keep those secrets, or maybe are too afraid even at this point to give that information?
They will not give us information because they make him guilty. Anyone who will provide information from Assad of a regime, he is part of the torture. He is part from killing mass graves. We will dig and we will find thousands of dead bodies.
I do understand. And this is, in a way, part of our understanding. Once a regime like Bashar al-Assad's has fallen, we might look on at the chaos and not fully understand why people can't reconnect with their family members who've been taken because they opposed Bashar al-Assad politically. Is there a fear that there would be very many mass graves?
Dark age, dark decades we have gone through. And we are now dealing with its consequences.
This is an extremely difficult time, Ismail, for the people of Syria.
Difficult time and hard time on civilians and families. But on the other side, they know it's moment of truth to know the fate of their relatives and beloved ones.
It's a great time in the sense of liberation. But as you say, it is the moment of truth now. How would you sum up the atmosphere in Syria right now?
Celebration everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. You can go to YouTube, see millions of videos. You can go live on squares in Damascus, Aleppo, Homs, Hama. Celebrations.
Understandably, as well, the horrific regime, even the Saidnaya prison that we mentioned there, I mean, unspeakable slaughter went on there, Ismail. Isn't that correct? For many, many years.
Yes.
Can you tell people what Bashar al-Assad and his regime did to people there.
Assad regime, the horrific regime, the regime that used chemical weapons on civilians, tortured and killed thousands of civilians in prisons. And now we have all Syria and we don't know the prisons where they are located. We searching, and if each family searching, we have news from here and there. And genocide that have been in all kinds, killing, disappearance, abducting. You know, now they are gone. Syria now about new start. New people in Syria now need to start over, rebuilding, pursuing justice and accountability for all victims.
The moment of truth, as you called it, quite correctly. And I think Amnesty reported in 2016 that since 2011, 13,000 people had been killed in Sayed Naya prison. In this moment of truth, Ismail, can you move freely throughout Syria now? I know you were moving.
Yeah, I was in Damascus yesterday. I'm going to tomorrow morning to Damascus, and we can talk from Damascus tomorrow, inshallah. Yeah. Tomorrow.
What is that like? What is that like for the White Helmets?
Yeah, I was on one of the interviews 5 minutes ago. I told him, I tell you, I invite you to visit Syria and film by your camera and listen to the people.
Yeah.
There is no fear, no thing. It's not, no need to report to you anymore.
It's amazing, isn't
come.
It? It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You can also send someone to film to you. You can, anyone from the West Agency. And now I'm inviting all media outlets and all over the world to come to Syria to film, to report everything. We are open to everything, open to anything they want, the media want. Now it's moment like we don't know the feeling. We don't know, we don't have the experience of saying everything without fear. We don't have this, even when the regime gone, we didn't know what to do. Just celebrate.
I understand. You know? Well, the world is watching and listening to your words and your actions, I must say, Ismail, very carefully. Can I ask you what your feelings are about the HTS, the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group that has led the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad's regime?
Yeah. HTS, not like HTS before. To be honest and to be clear and to be fair. And to be fair, not they freed Aleppo and left. Not just the HTS. That's the thing that the world don't know. Let me explain it clearly. So I hope this will reach your audience. Who liberated Aleppo? The people who were displaced in 2016. When they reached Hama, they asked all the communities, anyone who wants to join us on the fight on the Hama can join us. Same thing in Hamas, same thing out of nowhere, he's gone. This is what happened exactly. So when they put their past in the past and started to think about Syria, they succeed. And now they left. They just protecting the public facilities and the government. They have some discussions about the new government, and they will hand over from the old government. We didn't see any revenge. We didn't see anything. And if they had happened, you will know. Everyone in Syria now has freedom to report from his phone.
Well, let me tell you that we will talk soon, I hope. I'll allow you to continue now to move freely within your own country. And as I say, we'll talk again soon about how things are developing. Ismail al-Abdullah from the White Helmet, Syrians Civil Defence. Thank you so much indeed for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.